Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Mercy Philadelphia Hospital will be ending its inpatient care services. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports hospital officials say it was a financial decision that had to be made.
A spokesperson with Trinity Health, the parent company, didn't give a timeline for winding down inpatient care, saying in a statement it will be a, quote, slow, deliberate, and informed process in the coming months. Much like Hahnemann, which closed late last year, Mercy serves many in the community who may be most vulnerable. Looking at the latest available numbers from the state agency, the Pennsylvania Healthcare Cost Containment Council, in fiscal year 2018, about 62% of net revenue from patients was for Medicaid. Also, about 3.5% of care was done for free, charity work or patients ending up not being able to pay their bill.
It's not clear how the change will affect all the hospital jobs. Two elementary schools in Philly are closed today and tomorrow because of asbestos. KYW's Mike Daugherty reports from Feltonville.
It kind of feels like the Philadelphia School District has been playing whack-a-mole with asbestos at schools. As soon as one problem is solved, two more pop up, and the two most recent are Clara Barton and James Sullivan Elementary. Both are closed today and tomorrow after damaged asbestos was found during inspections. Staff at Barton was to report to Feltonville Intermediate School next door, and staff from Sullivan was to report to Frankfort High. The district says families will get more information over the weekend about the plan for next week.
At least 8 Philly schools have been closed because of asbestos this school year. She's just 3 days into her job as Philadelphia's new police commissioner, and Danielle Outlaw has been researching the city and trying to figure out why Philly is facing so much violence. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson spoke with her about her top focus.
We can't be everywhere at once, but we also know that there are other factors that lead to the surge in crime that we see.
But adds that there should be appropriate consequences for violent offenders.
I believe that we can enforce the law in a very compassionate way. But I also believe that if someone decides to take the life of another person, or if they use guns, or they do whatever they do in a violent way, that there has to be swift consequences, and it has to be strong enough so that they know that this is probably something I should never do again.
The police department also has contract negotiations this year with the union. Outlaw says she's focused on resolving issues without compromising law enforcement. The Anti-Defamation League has issued its annual report on hate propaganda, particularly from white supremacist groups. It's determined there's been a dramatic increase both nationwide and in our region. We get more on this from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Eastern Pennsylvania, Philly, and South Jersey saw marked hikes, like 13 last year in South Jersey, up from just 2 the year before. Regional ADL Director Shira Goodman.
More speech is the antidote to hate speech. Calling it out is the answer. And so when things don't run into harassment or trespass or solicitation and leaving things where you're not allowed, the antidote has to be fresh air.
Goodman says people are feeling more emboldened to say in public what was once kept private. County assistance offices in Pennsylvania will be closed through the long holiday weekend starting tomorrow. KYW's Kim Glovis reports the state is upgrading the system processing centers and customer service centers.
That upgrade will affect people who receive benefits, including food stamps, electronic benefit transfers, or EBTs, and other assistance. Lisa Watson is Deputy Secretary of the Office of Income Maintenance.
We have been for the last several years working to move our systems from a very old, what they refer to as a legacy system, to a new modernized system.
Watson says the upgrades will mean customer service centers are closed and the mobile app will not operate this weekend.
Clients can call local county assistance agencies before Friday for help. They can also call 888-328-7366. It's been several months now since the iconic Trolley Car Diner in Mount Airy closed for good after nearly 20 years. Now, as KYW's Andrew Kramer tells us, the owner, Ken Weinstein, is hoping to donate the trolley car to the right nonprofit.
All you have to do is tell him how your group plans to use it. So what's he looking for exactly?
Well, creativity, where the trolley can have real impact in improving people's lives.
He says organizations have been reaching out. Here's a few examples of some of the ideas so far.
Concession stand for an area park, a birthday venue for another playground.
The deadline to make your pitch is February 19th. We have details on how you can do that at kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.